Hello and welcome to podcast 348 of Five Star Potential, your weekly football manager podcast. I'm Duke, and on this week's pod, I'm joined by Paul, aka Mad FM, and Hello. Dave, aka Dave Has a Party FM. How you doing, buds? Are we good? Are we well?
All good. Thank you. Very well.
I didn't have time to think about a nickname for you.
I was going to say, are we done? Are we done with nicknames? Is he just Dave now forever?
It's normally Joe that does that, and Rip True. Joe. Winners and losers of the week, gentlemen. We'll start with you, Matt. Who is your winner of the week, and why is it Chelsea?
I prefer not to speak. We'll talk about Chelsea later. It's too soon. I'm not ready. My winner of the week, I'm going to go with high line football, high defensive lines. And the reason I'm saying that is because Tottenham played one against Newcastle at the weekend. Newcastle exploited and hammered the shit out of them. Balls over the top. I mean, I understand the benefit of high lines when it works, but Ange is very, very stuck to it, and it's cost him a few times this season. So, suits me down to the ground. 4-0, Bosh.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There is two lines from your podcast bingo cards, Newcastle and Tottenham. Dave, care to make it 3 out of 3 with a Wolves chat?
It was going to be a Wolves chat. I'm going to say Mateus Cunha. He returned to our starting lineup and scored twice, albeit it wasn't a win against Nottingham Forest. He scored twice, so happy days. It's like a new signing, if you want to use an old football cliche.
Okay, I like it. Unlike Mad's new signing that's not allowed to play for him again because he's got caught betting again. My win of the week, I don't know, Eze, Ollie Watkins, just to name a couple of tear breakers. Do you know what? Yeah, just like some absolute bangers of a game today. I mean, granted, for me, it was probably favoursome because the two teams I dislike lost, but it's just going to hopefully make for quite an interesting run up to the season. Obviously, it's now in City's hands, but you never know. You never know in football. So it might make it a bit more interesting. Plus, Jürgen's cracking up, which is always good. Losers of the week, Mad. That's mine. Dave. No, Mad. Who's yours, mate?
It is me. My loser of the week is me. By now, yeah, it's happened. I went live, did some Ike, some Champions League stuff. Didn't go great. We'll talk about it, I suppose, in the save update. But Dupe is very happy this evening. And look, I'm here to make Dupe happy. Thought that was his wife's job. It must be mine. There we are.
Mad's cracking up. He's cracking up. No. Brilliant. Okay. Dave, Mud. Your loser of the week?
I don't really think we've got one, to be honest. I've had a positivity week. Yeah, I've been all right. Yeah,
does it feel good, Dave, to not have a VAR thing against Wolves?
They were trying to do everything to disallow our goals yesterday.
It's crap, isn't it? The way it should be, like I said, it should be on non big mistakes. It shouldn't just be, they shouldn't look at every crook and cranny just to cancel a goal out.
They weren't meant to. It was all this clear, obvious stuff. Yeah. That's just bullshit. Exactly.
Super. Okay. Well, to be honest, Dave, a bit like you, I've had one of my favourite weekends ever. When I watched a lot of local sport and all this, and today, my kids' team had a really good. It was like 4-3 win in the end.
Good.
But it was a really good game, under eights quality. Then I went and did a bit of gardening, and then I went and down the pub and had a couple of pints, and come back and watch the football, and then the Arsenal fans wrecked it, and I was going to be really positive. And I know they wrecked it because I tweeted about it, and it takes a lot for me to tweet about something. And I was angry. That club, that team has been awesome all season to watch, right? They've come back in previous games. They've done really well. They go 1-0 down in the 86th minute, and every man and his dog gets up like a fire drill.
Yeah.
And it's just like, get behind them, support them. I really could not understand why everybody just got up and left. The amount of empty seats. I thought I was watching Man City. Arsenal fans are my losers of the week, which, to be fair, we could just play that again next week. Right, Mad, come on. We might as well. I was going to save you till last, but I think I want to kind of get this out there because I think that we're going to have a long discussion and this might just be kind of the whole podcast, to be honest. So go on, take us away. Talk about save updates, mate.
Yeah, I suppose seeing as I wasn't here last week either, I could go through some Ike save updates. The last time we spoke about
four people didn't ask for it, so it'd be brilliant.
Yeah, fair. It's okay, they text me. Yeah, I was on holiday for a week, so didn't play a whole lot while I was on holidays, but got a little bit in. But yeah, I think we'd gone through about five seasons at Ike. If I focus on the league, we won the league five times in a row now. We've talked a lot about this on the pod previously, how the domestic league has become a little bit cumbersome and easy, and we'll probably come back to that. But we won it with about four, if not five, games to spare. Some of the signings we made had really banged. I think you remember we spoke about Hugo Ekitike, Dave. He absolutely smashed it. In all comps, he scored 31 goals in 35 starts with 10 sub appearances. It was about 20 in the league, which is a 30 game league. And he wouldn't have played every game because we do a lot of rotation with the Champions League in there. The other player who was really, really good, and I'd recommend anyone to look up this guy, is Gustav Isaksson. We signed him from Atalanta for 20 million because we had the cash there. He's Swedish. He's not Swedish. He's Danish. And he came in like pretty much for the whole season. He was top of the assist charts. He was top of the average rating chart and top of the player of the match charts as well. Playing off the right, double figures on goals, assists, the whole lot. Really, really good signing. Obviously, he costs a lot, but I think he starts off in the Swedish league at the beginning of FM24. Really, really good value. And incidentally, I did actually tweet a thread about all of the Swedish kind of players and wonder kids that I've encountered in the save. If anyone wants to check that out, it actually went down really well, but there's some ballers of Swedish players, not just the ones we've had at Ike, but just in general. It seems to be a really good place for like real life, high quality kind of young players. They're not just new gens or anything like that. So yeah, smashed the league. We'd brought in another guy, Brian Gutierrez from Chicago Fire, as a Mazala, one of Dupe's favorite double Mazala pivots that I play.
I think it's a great time to bring this up, actually, Mad. I don't like double Mazalas. I feel that it's an exploit. It's an overload. It's something that, a bit like the near post corner stuff that Joe picks me up on. I personally think you've played that system because you know you'll get results from it. Which apparently you don't.
Like every manager ever would do.
Are near post corners a thing? Is there a corner thing this year on the game?
No, last year there was, right? Last year we you had that near post, and then we used to have the far post and all that jazz. And I personally just think you're playing it because you know it's an exploit, and you might as well just use the save and reload technique or the, you know, that stuff. So yeah, I'm calling you out on that, but go on, carry on. It's great. I love listening to you talk about it.
Dave, I'm going to ask you a question. If you do well in Football Manager, and you don't stream it live, are you cheating? Because that seems to be Dupe's definition. So no. The other 5 no. million people who don't no. stream that play FM no, no, are cheating no, no, no. when they do it.
All I'm getting at, right? Okay. And do you know, I wasn't really listening, so I don't know how far you've got into your little shitty story. But you give me shit all the time, okay? You've given me so much shit about, oh, we're going to do it. Look at us. It's because I've not spent all the bloody money. Mm-hmm. In the whole Ike save, like, you got into the Champions League and you've now just streamed three games that was you streamed tonight, right? You lost two of them and you won one of them and then you're out of the Champions League. Like, what the fuck?
I think I have streamed before, but right, I'm also not a streamer if we start there. What I do normally do is either on Twitter or in Discord put updates in of those bigger games, of course. But the first time we got to the quarterfinal.
Link to your fucking Discord in the chat. That's fine. I don't mind that. But what I'm getting at is you can't give us the shit. You give me the shit, and I've had all my promotions, but every single game's been streamed, right? And I've got that I've got proof here that that's it. The only time you've gone live, you fucking lost every game, apart one, which was against some fucking IKEA FC. I don't understand why you're giving me shit.
But I've never given you. I've never like said you're shit. You've got promoted three times. When have I said you're doing shit things? You're saying that. Go on.
No, I'm going to say, you've said I'm shit by the fact you think you're going to win the Champions League before me. That's enough to know that you think I'm shit, because you're never going to win the Champions League there.
That's the biggest stretch I've ever heard. Okay, so let's put this into context. When you play Football Manager and you don't stream it, like 99.9% of the Football Manager population don't do it. Like, are you saying that that doesn't count if you achieve something? So all of Joel's achievements.
No, never said that. What I said is that when you do the mixture of the both and you don't stream for fucking 98% of the games you've played on that save, you've not streamed. The 2% you have, you lost fucking 59% of them. Like,
I know, because I streamed the biggest game of the save since I started it against Chelsea.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, you know, the proof's in the pudding, man.
So which is it, dude? Is it the double Mazzalas? Is it the double Mazzalas? Is it the playing offline? Where's which is it here that we need to use?
I think you can just bring your face into it as well. I don't like that. It stinks. look, man, you pay your money, right? And you play the game how you want. If you want to put two Mazzalas in there, that's fine, mate. If you want to save and load the game so make it look like you're better than me, that's fine, mate. And I'll take that as a compliment. It's fine.
Okay. So I don't save and reload.
Got no proof of it.
Neither does Dave.
Again, got,
but that's like saying there's no proof of there's
I've got
no
proof of that anyone.
Not anymore. One time.
That's like saying there's no proof of anyone's achievements on Football Manager unless you're doing it live. Is that's what you're saying?
No, I just think I think there's people out there that can openly and honestly stand up in front of a jury and a judge and say, look, I'm telling the truth here. I'm just putting but a I little can't. Bit of question on yours. Yeah, that's...
Okay.
If so I back said to you, Matt, if I said to you I could ride a motorbike, right? I ride a motorbike all day. I've been riding a motorbike today, right? And the first time you see me ride a motorbike, I fall off. You could probably question that I can't ride a fucking motorbike, all right? And that's what I'm doing today. I'm saying, you win all these games. Oh, come on, look, we sold this guy for 59 million. Look at him. Oh, what a shame. And then the first time I've seen you stream it, you lost. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. But again,
can you ride a motorcycle? Or can you not? Can you ride a motorcycle? Can you not? All right. I rode it uphill. Well done. And it was raining. But do you know what I mean? Can you ride a motorcycle or not, Matt? That's what I'm asking you.
This is not a motorcycle podcast.
Sorry, that's Wednesday. Shit, wrong day.
Respect Harley Davidson's.
Harley Davidson away.
Jesus Christ. So, okay, look, we'll come back to the streaming of FM in a minute because we might talk about things post what happened online. But back on Ike, yes, we won the league and without saving and reloading, because to be fair, the league has become rather easy and the money we've made has made us far superior than all the other teams in the league. So naturally, it's become a lot more about the Champions League. The problem with that being that we're basically coasting from one league season to the next, waiting for the Champions League to come around. We then go in the middle of our season, we play like three qualifying rounds, which is six games. And then we go into the shitty new 8-game fucking group format. So we've done that. This season has been the fourth time that we've done that, entering the group stages successfully, which has gone really, really well. And just looking back on the fixtures we had in the group stage, like we had Barcelona in there where we lost. We had Napoli, who we actually beat. We managed to draw Real Madrid, which was very epoxy, but then at the same time, we went and we lost to Galatasaray and had a poor enough result, I think, against Ghent or someone like that. But we did manage to qualify for the playoff round, which is like the knockout round, and we got Benfica, which for me, definitely a winnable game, even though I'm apparently playing it offline and saving and reloading until I get the results I want, because who doesn't have time to do that? But the Benfica game went really, really well. The Benfica legs went really, really well in the knockout stages. We won 2-0 at home and we won 3-1 away, which was quite surprising. And it's Hugo Ekitike and Gustav Isaksson. These are the two, they're the two game changers who I suppose you could say are actually definitely at that level, that Champions League level, and we've managed to bring them into AIK. And as fate would have it, we went into the last 16 of the Champions League. And we drew Newcastle, which is always fun, obviously as a Newcastle fan, but also having Hugo Ekitike in there because he was linked with that move to Newcastle and apparently was very close and made himself a few enemies in Newcastle by not going, and he made a few passing comments. So we played Newcastle at home in the first leg of the last 16. We won 3-2. With a brace from Hugo Ekitike, which, again, as a Newcastle fan, I shouldn't enjoy that, but obviously it's Football Manager, so we can. And then we went to St. James's Park. We went 2-0 up in the first half. They then brought it back to 2-2 in the second half, but that's how it finished. So that's what got us into the quarterfinal. Now, this is all happening, it's kind of March, April, so our transfer window is actually open at this time as well, because the league for us starts in April. So it's kind of depending on the timing of things. Like if I signed a couple of players when the season ends, let's say during December or even going into the January window, some of those players aren't available when you're going into play like the last 16 or even your last two group games of the Champions League group stages or the knockouts. It's all about registration. But we did make a couple of signings that we were able to obviously add to that Champions League campaign. Needed some backup in defence. We finally got John Melberg in permanently. We spoke about him before, again, just as a backup. And an interesting one we brought in was Connor Bradley. He was randomly, now again, this is pre-data updates and all that, and basically pre his breakout season this year with Liverpool. He, I'm just looking at his history in game. He was on loan at Preston. He was on loan at Luton. He was on loan at Cologne, and then he moved to Mainz for a season. And then I kind of, you know, when I was looking at players that might be interested in joining us, his name was floating around. He has 17 pace and 17 acceleration for a wing back. I didn't even kind of clock that he's that fast in real life. Maybe he is. And for me, I was like, okay, let's bring him in, at least in the league. He's going to tear shit up with that speed. He's got tackling of 10, which is not great. Anticipation 11. Again, he's probably had a boost since in terms of the data updates. So I managed to bring him in. He wasn't going to be a starter, kind of a rotation option, because we've got a really good right back who's a new gen, who I did mention, I think, on stream, is number 7 in the next gen 50. He's a player we signed from Brøndby. He's a Danish player. So he's class Samuel Aronsson. So yeah, Connor Bradley came in for 5 million. And then just needed to bolster again a couple of extra players. We had a really good squad, but we brought in a player we've discussed on this pod before for the Adventures in Wonderkid Land. And there's a bit of narrative because his surname is Ibrahimovic. However, he is not Swedish. It is Arjen Ibrahimovic. Signed him from Brighton for 6 million. And while we were in Germany, we also signed a DM. I've come across this guy in FM before, lads. His name is Tom Kraus, K-R-A-U-S. I think the S is a bit, it's like a German S or something. And he's a DM that we wanted to, again, add some squad depth with. And another Nugent that we signed, who I tweeted out, whose ridiculous profile, 850K from our rivals, Djur Gardens. And he's already, like, he's close to first team ready. He's worth about 5 million now. So yeah, bolstered up all the squad with the idea that we could bring some of those in for the Champions League run in. They were in the squad against Newcastle. And that brings us round to the quarter final. So I purposely waited. I was away on holidays. I played the Newcastle game while on holidays and I was putting updates on kind of Discord and Twitter. But I said I'd wait to do the quarter final live on stream because, Dave, some people believe that you should play games online in order to, you know, show what you're actually doing in FM and that nothing is bollocks. So I said, you know what, let's do it live when I get back, especially because it's the biggest game of our save so far. Quarterfinal of the Champions League for AIK is a fair old achievement. And the other thing was, you know, as I've mentioned, I have some things going around in my head about the future of the save and the longevity of it. It's already been like 6 months, so it's getting repetitive. So I thought let's either achieve greatness on stream or go out with a bang. And as Dupe has alluded to, we went out with a big bang. In fact, we went out with 4 bangs because Chelsea beat us 4-0 on aggregate live on stream. We went and played them away from home and we only lost 1-0, which I thought was, you know, this is fine. This is good. Players, they have some of the same players are still there. Sterling, Nkunku, Chilwell, Caicedo, Reece James. They've added probably the likes of Emilio Martinez in goal. Jeremy Pino is in there. Lucas Torreira is in there. And Kendry Paez, who in my save in 2028 is only 20. That Ecuadorian chap, I think he's only 16 IRL now. Hasn't even moved to Chelsea yet. He's in there. So they have a good squad in fairness. And yeah, as you can tell, very good squad because they kind of mopped the floor with us in the second leg. They beat us 3-0 at home, which I wasn't really expecting. And yeah, we've crashed out of the Champions League. And that's basically, timing-wise, that's April 28. We've just started the new season, which would be season 6. But I'm at a crossroads. And that's probably where I'll leave the save update. I'm at a crossroads now. Do I have it in me to go and win another league? Go through another Champions League qualification? Go through all those games? It's a bit repetitive.
I guess the big question is, Matt, is are you big enough and man enough to take me on? That's the big thing. Right, this is really
in what? And,
oh, you know,
are we going on the motorbike racing? Or
we tried our best, but you know, I had to stream it and look at us now. Have you got enough in your balls to want to come and try and actually beat me? Because the only way you're going to do it is by carrying on. If you quit now, I've got this over you forever. Never come. Hold on.
You need to win one to have it over me yourself. If you don't win one, as Joe predicted, neither of us will win one. But if you don't win one, then it's kind of irrelevant. I've reached quarterfinals, so you got to beat that.
I'm going to die trying. You've quit. You've gone. Right,
50 cent.
It's a lot. See you later, son. I'm on my motorcycle riding away, mate. You've quit. You've gone.
What's all this motorcycle references?
I was watching the MotoGP earlier. Maybe that's what it is. The question is, mate, is can you have it from me that I'm just going to wind you up about it all the time?
Oh, I can handle that. You wind me up on every single podcast every week. Like, it's been about 3 years, so I'm fine with that. But for me, you still need to get to a Champions League quarterfinal or better to have any type of bragging rights.
You've set that benchmark. I don't think it's fair to say a Champions League quarterfinal for what you've achieved. I'm happy to go for that. Just because of the difference. Because we started. I started in my back garden, mate. You started with a fucking everything. So... You're the one who said
you'd win the Champions
League. Was it fourth best team?
You're the one who said you'd win it before me. Why are you suddenly saying now would be an achievement to do less than that?
No, I'm guaranteeing I'll beat it. I'll win it before you because you ain't going to win it because you quit.
Well, that means you have to go and win it. But what I'm saying is you don't need to win it. You just need to qualify.
That's my chicken noise, by the way. Somebody call KFC because we got a big old chicken here to cut out.
To answer the question, Dupe. What I don't, because of the timing now, and I've mentioned already, I'm going to have a bit of free time now. So I think, you know, we're probably six months away from FM25, if there is even an alpha for that, God only knows. But let's say we're halfway through FM24. I've done one save. I've done five seasons. I'm going to have a lot more free time now with work finishing up and... I suppose basically, yeah. I've signed up to do a university course in September. That's eyes emoji.
Is that for like appetizer to bottle it?
No, I'm actually going to MotoGP.
On the motorbike.
So I'm gonna have some time between now and September. So I'm kind of like it's probably a good time. The new data update is out. We're 6 months mm-hmm. and halfway through the game cycle. Bit more free time. I'd love to stream a bit more. Maybe a new save is the way to go because, yeah, it's repetition now at this stage. We'll go and win the league, then we'll go and do the qualifiers again. And again, that you know yourself, lads, in FM, if it gets boring, you don't have that urge to actually open it and play it. And I think a new save is the way to go for that. And that's where I'm going to need to figure some things out, right?
I think you're right. I think, to be fair, the whole winning the Champions League narrative was just to get you to play a little bit more, and we've got one more season out of you, so wasn't really that good, was it? So what's the thought? So where are you thinking? What are you looking at? You know, where are you going to fail next? Where are you going to play next?
I'm thinking of doing a money ball at Swindon Town just to do some.
I've got a great advert for that if you want it.
I had two things in my mind that aren't dissimilar to each other. One was fairly straightforward. I don't want to call it a penty or even a journeyman, but just to go and start unemployed and just start working from there because I haven't done that. Honestly, it's probably been 10 years.
Oh, it's because you were unemployed in real life. You wanted to be unemployed.
Well, that's also very relevant. Yeah. But by choice. So, yeah, that's one thing on my mind. I don't know what the targets of that would be, but again, it's just like starting at kind of, you know, bare minimum badges, the whole lot. And it'll probably evolve into some form of journeyman. As you can see, lads, most of my saves for the last, six seasons have been one club, usually. So I'd love to flip that narrative and just start kind of progressing through clubs, leagues, and traveling and journeying around, as we say. And then there was one other idea I had, because I was watching a movie not that long ago called Castaway, which is...
Wilson!
And it got me thinking, okay, we could do a little save idea here, where the premise would just be you can only actually sign kind of cast off players, so free agents, players whose contracts have ran down and become free agents, and maybe pick a club that's like in a odd kind of remote location. For example, there is a club in this Portuguese league lower down that's on the island where Ronaldo is from, Dupe.
Madeira.
Yeah. So we could for example, go there. They're in like the first, second or third tier of Portugal. Yeah. And again, that could be an idea where you can only sign free agents, basically.
Tomadeira, mate. Remember him? Remember Tomadeira?
I assumed like... I like that, Matt. That's a good idea. Makes it a bit difficult for you. I'm just trying to think if there's any other way you... What else, like other stipulations you could put in to it? Because I
had thought of that concept, but doing it with an English club quite lower down. And then just, you know...
Do it with Isle of Man FC.
Are they in the game, or is it what I needed?
You'd have to download something.
I think you'd have to download something. Yeah.
I was thinking where their team's quite remote. That's not too kind of obvious. Isolated. I don't really want to go to the Faroe Islands or something like that. But,
I think it's a good idea. That would be nice. I like it. Mm. Yeah, that's cool.
So that's
makes
that's
you think
thought.
Of what's that? Oh, Colin Murray used to present it, like Desert Island Discs. That's what just made me think of that. Where like people go on and talk about like their favorite records and stuff. There you go. That's a good idea for a podcast. Just get people on and do their Desert Island Discs of Football Manager. You get people on to talk about their favorite saves and shit like that. We'll start that next week, lads.
So that's a thought. We could add in one more stipulation, Dupe. I have to try and sign fucking Callum Wilson or Harry Wilson or whatever.
Had to be
Wilson
fucking draft. Newcastle, didn't it?
Wilson!
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any others.
Is there any other Wilsons out there?
Probably
not. Am I making it up? Isn't there a San Marino team in the Italian league?
Yes.
You could do that then, Matt.
No, yes, that is correct. You're not making it up.
Well, I think yes, but it's not really an island. It's an island within.
Okay. Is it part of, I don't know where, I was just thinking, I thought of Andorra, but then that's like mainland Spain, is it? Well,
isn't San Marino the same? I think. Palermo maybe? Palermo's a...
No, you're right. San Marino is part of the, it's sort of mainland.
Well, what about...
So I'll have to have a think about it. I'll have to get the globe out and maybe do a few spins.
What about what's the... Is it Canvey Island in Essex? Where's Joe when you fucking need him? Yeah, Canvey Island in Essex. Have they got a team? It's not actually an island, but it's like, it's just called Canvey Island FC. What? Oh, Concord Rangers.
Sicily have Catania, I think, Dev.
I was going to say, yeah, I mean, there's a few like islands off Italy, or Parma. In Spain,
just go and manage Tenerife.
I looked at that, and obviously, I was in the Canaries last week. There is a couple of teams spread around there. Like Las Palmas are actually one of them furthest in terms of distance. Las Palmas. I did Tenerife 6-7 years ago. Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna have to have a think about it, but Castaway.
If you know it,
Australia's quite a big island. You can go
Before COVID, Malta were gonna have a team in the Italian third division. Like a Maltese team, but because of COVID, that got scrapped, and I don't think it's been reignited. Similar to San Marino thing, really. So that would have been perfect, but
go to Japan. It's like Japan's just lots of islands, isn't it? It's like lots of little districts of Japan in the islands.
Yeah, so, it's double places, a lot of islands. Yeah,
yeah, I know, but it's new into the game. Japan. Me and David enjoyed like. Time there. Well, actually, you didn't go to Japan, did you? There, you did.
I'm there now. Yeah, I'm still there.
You're there now. Yeah.
Well, we'll find out a bit more in a sec. Maybe Japan, mate. Maybe Japan. Talking of Japan, Dave, talk to us about your save. Oh, God, no, Matt, is that you finished, Joe?
That is me finished. Yes, Ike has a pin in it for the moment, and maybe in next week's pod, I'll either tell you if we're continuing it, Ike, or I've got a new one.
Okay, so if you are leaving Ike. You have to come on the pod next week and say that I was too good for you and you've had to stop because the pressure is too much, okay? And that is the only way we'll let you start.
I was too good for you. No, I've lost the line.
Yeah, we'll get it. I'll write it for you. Don't panic. And then that way, we will then let you, chat GTP or whatever it's called. And then we'll let you do it next. You can start a new save then. Talking of bottle jobs. As a party, talk to us about your save, mate.
it's going really well at the moment. I've played quite a bit since the last pod. Probably I was going to say not as much, but I've had quite a busy preseason and so on. So can't quite remember the exact point that I finished off last week, but I haven't lost a game since I last spoke to you.
Nice.
Second half of the season was, I haven't lost a game, I haven't lost a league game. Second half of the season was pretty much immaculate. Won all bar one games in the league. I drew one. So we smashed the league. I think we've ended like 20 plus points clear at the top. And then in the League Cup, we lost the first leg of the semi-final 1-0, then smashed the team 4-0 in the second leg, and then got into the League Cup final. So 77,000 people at this ground, by the way. So I thought, flipping heck, it's like a really decent attendance. And we were 9-0 in the League Cup final. 9-0. Like, we were just like unbelievable. And then ended the season with, after that League Cup final, 4-0 win, 5-0 win, 2-0 win, 4-3 win. So we're just scoring so many goals. So obviously getting to the preseason now, it's going to be a good, I think the Champions League starts like very, very late in the season. So basically got to get through the season. And I'm hoping by the time we speak again, I've kicked off that Champions League campaign. But already I've only played two games in the new season. The first one was the Super Cup. I won 7-2 in that. And then I've just played the first league game of the season. We won 4-0 in that. So very similar to you, Matt. I think, like, you know, in terms of the league, it should be a breeze. I've built a really, really solid team. And I was being a little bit picky in regards to the foreign players, because obviously there's a foreign player rule. You can only have 5 foreign players in your match day squad. And then in the league, you need a certain amount of homegrown players as well. So I've sort of said to myself, well, you don't need to register the foreign players. They just can't be in your match day squad. So what I've done is signed these foreign players, but in their squad status and in their contracts, I've just basically said they've either got to be a squad player or a backup player. If I just want them as fringe players, just as a backup, that way they're not going to kick off and so on. But I've built a really, really solid side now. So I'll quickly talk, obviously you're not going to know any of the players that I've signed because most of them are new gens, but talking through some of the transfers that I'd brought in, there was a guy last season called Mohamed Cissé, who was a new gen central midfield. No, he's a real player actually. He's a central midfielder. Really, really good option for me to have. And then when I wanted to strengthen the team this season, I thought he's not really in my plans. So I've actually loaned him out. I think he's on to Anderlecht on loan. And there's like an option to buy like 3 million quid. So like from a free transfer to bring in 3 million pounds for a player within like 6 months is fantastic. And then there was a guy called Will Overgaard, who's a new gen, American central midfielder. I think looks fantastic. Like, I would genuinely have him at a top flight level. Central midfielder, passing of 17, technique 14, work rate 16, decision 16. Like really, really tidy profile. And there was about 10 contract offers on the table, and like from good sized teams, and somehow we managed to sign him. So he joined us. We signed a guy called Hiroyuki Honda, who we'd had on loan the year before, and just basically bolstered all throughout the team. There was a guy that when I managed in Korea for that short time as well, there was a Japanese lad there, and I've signed him up. He actually scored a hat from central midfield, scored a hat trick on his debut in the league.
Wow.
So we've really, really strengthened the team. Now, an interesting one was a guy that I would have spoke about a couple of weeks ago was a left midfielder. And if you watched on YouTube, I would have flagged him up on the screen, Satoru Kimoto. So he was by far my best player. And if you remember, he wanted to run his contract down. In the end, I cashed in on him, got 2.5 million for him. And he went to Beijing, Guoan, obviously in China. He's already requested to leave China. And I'm looking at him, but they won't agree to a loan deal because he's requested to leave rather than being actually transfer listed. So they're wanting 4.6 million. So at the moment, I'm umming and ahhing. Like, he's obviously a fantastic player and be an unbelievable option for me to have. But I'm just thinking now, I've got the money to probably buy him if I want to. And I was like, there's no real point in me holding it back. If I'm going to want to go for the Champions League, I want all the best players, I might just go for him and bring him in. But saying that, when I knew he was going, I brought in another winger who's a Portuguese lad. He's played for Crystal Palace previously, called Rafael Lopez, who's a left midfielder, new gen. And I sort of had him on the in and out of the team in the second half of last season, got him to learn Japanese and so on. And now he's my number one left mid and he kicked off the season really, really well. And I think sometimes that's the thing. You've just got to make sure they can daft things such as, you know, learning the language and getting used to your system and so on. The fact that I've had that sort of 6 months for him, he can really kick on and be a big option for us now. So just looking at my team, it's so solid. The guy called Junji Uno, I signed him last season. He scored 32 league goals last year, 41 goals in all comps. So the squad is really, really good. In terms of the league, we should absolutely smash it. And I'm confident now. And it's one of those, like, from going to the Japanese league to the Asian Champions League is a big, big jump. But I just want to get it started sooner rather than later. I'm confident this is probably the best side I've had for a long, long time. Defence might need strengthening a little bit, just with a bit of depth. But other than that, it's a really, really strong side.
I did listen last week, Dave, and you the two of you were obviously chatting about it, and you were kind of like, you know, in the words of Football Manager, this is the moment. It yeah. feels like this. It's is it now or never on this season? Like, in terms of where you are, in terms of the Asian job?
Well, it's frustrating because of how it runs. Basically, as long as we get through the groups, which I'm sure we will, the Champions League campaign that I'm entering will run into next season as well. So that's why I want to try and get most of this season done. But the squad is really, really strong, and I'm keeping hold of most Japanese players. And because we're that strong, really, unless a certain player thinks they're going to outgrow the club, then, you know, I think I'll keep the majority of the players. Trying to move a couple of the foreign lads on, just because, you know, just try and get a bit of money, and I don't want them moaning and disrupting things. But I think it's strong enough. Just still a bit concerned about my defence, but like defender, I think, Dupe, you might have brought this up a few weeks ago or a couple of months ago when you were managing in Japan. Centre halves, mate, they're all like 5'9", 6', like tallest. I found one guy actually in the national team for about 6'3", who I might bring in. But it's just
trying
to get...
That's kind of where my foreign player allowance went.
Yeah, so mine's spread mainly fullbacks, central midfielders. There's one guy, Brazilian lad, he's unbelievable as well. He doesn't really fit into my system, but I'm just sort of bringing him off the bench as and when because he's just unbelievable. But and then I brought in a foreign backup goalkeeper, so I'm taking a bit of a risk. I'm not putting a goalkeeper on the bench, but you know, I genuinely don't remember the last time I've had an injury or sending off in goal, especially as they're fixed. Remember at the start of the year when all the goalkeeper injuries are a thing?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've just got him as a backup now. So, yeah, I'm hoping this is the team. I'm hoping it doesn't go much further than this campaign, basically, anyway, because I really do need to press on. I think I said it last week. I can't feels like absolutely ages since I won that last Champions League with Supersport. So I've really got to make sure I do it sooner rather than later and press on with the save.
Can I also say, though, it is really refreshing, like, to hear that it's not just been straightforward. You've clicked here, you've clicked there,
sure.
You've gone, you know, like, both of you just like so shit in yourselves. It must make people at home feel really good about theirs. No.
Tune in.
The thing is, though, like,
all joking aside, it is.
I've not
nice
even been like, it's frustrating because I'm going to sound like Tim Sherwood now, bringing up my win percentage. I've had 519 games in this save and 72 win percentage. Like, I've
got the G layout. It's Tim Sherwood.
Literally, like, in terms of consistency and results, been unbelievable. But just for whatever reason, it's just getting there. It's getting to that stage and getting to that point. So, I am hoping that this is the moment. But I don't know. Yes. I have to wait and see. Hopefully, I get this Champions League and then I can ride my motorbike into the sunset.
Away to the Japanese sunset, over to South America and try and win another one. Yeah, awesome. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about Sirens at Cester Town since we last played. I have not played a single second. I'm having a bit of issue with internet, and I've getting a new internet installed this week, so I'll be back live again this week, but it's just a bit more stable because it was just really winding me up. So hopefully, sooner rather than later, we'll be back. We've got a quarterfinal to try and win, haven't we, Matt? Yes. That's kind of where we're at with that now. So I think you're all up to date with that. We don't actually have a Wonder Kid watch this week or a Wonder Kid like, I can't think what we normally call it, adventures in Wonderkid Land. But I wanted to highlight just something that's happened today, and highlight kind of a player who once was and probably still is one of my favorite Wonder Kids that we've had in games gone past. And it was a 2018, so it'd been an FN 18 Wonder Kid of Evan Indicker. If you don't know, today, unfortunately, he did collapse on the pitch with chest pains. And thankfully, he is conscious in the hospital. And he's just been taken for checks. But I just thought it was a really nice time just to pay homage to like how wonderful he was in the game back in the day. And it's obviously great news to hear that he is better, or he's awake and he's alive, to be fair. But it's just I just wanted to kind of, like I said, pay homage to him, because I remember him in like my 18, 19 and kind of 20 saves, that he was my go-to. So young, so strong, so big. And I think he's probably not been a good enough Wonder Kid to make a conversation. But I just thought we'd highlight him today. Very much off the cuff as well, gents. So I do apologize for putting you under. But any of you...
I remember Joe was a big fan of him as well. If Joe was here, he'd have loads of things
to say. I've had him before as well. About,
yeah.
I had him at Angers when I did that kind of French-only save. He was like... Okay. I think I signed him in the second season and he was with me all the way through. I think we did 9 seasons in that save. And I actually just unearthed a really old blog post where I was looking at set piece routines, because I basically had him banging in back post headers.
Another exploit.
Yeah, another exploit. All the way back. But yeah, I'm even looking at his profile from, so that Andre save was FM 21, I think. He's 21 in front of me here, 6'4", jumping reach 18. Even though his heading was 11, didn't matter. Pace 16 for a centre back, really, really good. And he was always really good value as well, I remember. Just like, never be expensive. So, yeah, no, I saw the tweet. I wasn't sure what had happened. I'd missed the fact that he'd collapsed, but obviously I put 2 and 2 together.
Yeah, no, it was on the telly. Obviously sad news. And for me, definitely it's something that's very close to me. So I just thought it was just a nice little
fair play
thing to kind of. And that segment on. And now, one tragedy to another. Matt, it's your turn to do the quiz.
I can give you 2 choices here, Les. I have 2 quizzes.
One is like we don't do one, or we do. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, you have to do one. One is a bit more FM related, the other is a bit more just normal football related. I'll do one this week, one next week. You're getting it either way.
Yeah, okay. Do football this week, because it is very late. It is Sunday. We don't normally record on a Sunday.
Okay,
so yes,
it's timely as well, because today we have seen Bayer Leverkusen win the Bundesliga, and I believe they've just ended Bayern's 11 season reign. Like, I think they'd won 11 in a row.
Harry Kane curse is true.
Yeah, it's insane. In fairness, and like, even to think that Xhaka has gone and won the Bundesliga.
Oh, by the way, have you not seen, I don't know if you have seen the videos from Frimpong, who has basically grabbed in and he's gone, "You've left Arsenal to come to us to win the title. You're never going to," obviously he's ex-City. Nice. "You're never going to win a title at Arsenal. You had to come here to win it." Great banner.
That's a serious achievement. So I'm going to do in that theme, it's going to be a race between you lads. So you'll be shouting your name first, but I have the different European leagues, basically the big European leagues. I'm looking for similar kind of storylines, if you will, of teams that have won leagues outside of the norm for the last kind of 30-ish years. So basically I'll have a category and then I'm going to ask you to name some teams and shout your name if you have an answer. 2 points on offer for each one. I'll give you a point if you get the club I'm looking for, one of the clubs I'm looking for. I'll give you a bonus point if you get the season that they won.
Flipping heck.
So... we shall start nice and easy in category 1. Outside of Man United, Man City, Liverpool, Arsenal and Chelsea, can you name me 2 teams in the last 30? Dupe.
Blackburn 94, Leicester 16.
So, Dupe, I'm going to give you 3 points because you did not get the right year for Blackburn. So
oh, 93.
To Dave.
Oh,
94
shit.
Was incorrect, Dave. Do you want to have a guess?
93.
Correct answer is 1995.
Oh. Yeah, it worked!
Hmm. Oh, I knew you'd fall for it, Jamie. Poker face. Call me Lady Gaga. Mad, you've gone quiet for us, mate.
You got on mute, Mad.
Oh, apologies. I
had it on the stream. It was my favorite part of the stream. And that's your favorite part of the podcast, everyone.
Bush. Right, next up. So when you shout your name, there's a few more teams in this one, in these ones. So shout your name. You can give me one club and the year, and then you have to shout your name again just to keep it going. So category two. And it doesn't include, obviously, what's just happened with Leverkusen, but outside of Bayern and Dortmund, can you give me the four teams who have won the Bundesliga in the last 30 seasons outside of Bayern and Dortmund? Dupe.
Wolfsburg.
Wolfsburg is correct.
I don't know the year. I just remember that they did when we did the network save. I'm going to go for 2013. Because you said 11 years that Bayern had won in a row. So it might even be 2012. But I'll go for 2013.
It's probably Dortmund that year.
He's gone mute again.
Well, I don't know why it's muting me. It's not me.
Oh, anyway. That's great. I enjoy it.
Sorry. It is not 13. So I'll give you a point for Wolfsburg. Dave, want to have a guess the year?
I would guess maybe 09.
Whoa, point for Dave on the nose. I think that was the year they had Dzeko.
I was thinking Dzeko if we were in City.
Yeah. Wow.
Gosh. David. Great shout. Right, another team, lads.
Oh. Is it not just Dave?
Three others. It just goes on offer. Shout your name. No Googling.
Trying to think, because I'm sure there's a team that got relegated or they're not in the Bundesliga now.
Dupe.
Schalke?
Incorrect.
Dave. Hamburg?
Incorrect.
I'm just going to start guessing some names. Dupe. Mm-hmm.
Dupe.
I want to say Leipzig, but that's way too soon. I'm going to go for Hoffenheim.
Incorrect. So the list I'm looking at, just to give you a hint, the oldest one I'm going back as far as here is 1998. So I've got three teams since 1998 who are not Dortmund or Bayern, and obviously Leverkusen as of today, that have won the Bundesliga. Dupe.
Stuttgart.
Stuttgart gets you a point.
1999.
Incorrect. Goes on offer.
I don't know.
I would say
more recent.
Oh, more Stuttgart. Maybe like 07.
Doopy's done it again.
Have I? No way.
That's a serious shout.
That's quality, Davey.
Was that like Mario Gomez days, or am I thinking a totally wrong era? You remember Mario Gomez was there for a bit?
Mario Gomez!
Yes, 07, Dave. Stuttgart, serious shout. So I've got two other clubs who have won the Bundesliga since 1998, in addition to Wolfsburg and Stuttgart.
Dupe. Hertha Berlin.
Incorrect.
Oh. I can't even think. Why?
I'm just thinking of saves that I might have done.
Mine's gone blank. So 1860, anyone have they? Like.
No, not 1860.
Fuckers.
Dave, Werder Bremen.
Werder Bremen is correct. Term. Can you give me a year, Dave?
2002.
Goes on offer, dupe.
2004?
This has stopped recording again.
Okay, just don't worry. Just carry on and we'll use the recorder.
We'll just use the audio off here.
Yeah, don't worry. Just don't worry. 2004? Question mark.
2004 is correct for Werder Bremen. Shout. Gets you a point each, lads. Well done. Right, so and the last team.
I'm going to work with you on this one, mate, because I can smell my pizza. they're lower league and I can't think what they're called. The red badge.
I'm adamant there's a team. Yeah, there is a team that have been relegated that won that league.
Kaiserslautern.
You're on the right track.
Kaiserslautern. Dupe.
Kaiserslautern is correct, Dupe. Can you give me a year?
Whatever you said was right at the back. 98.
1998, well done, is the correct answer.
You gave us that answer, by the way.
I did. I was feeling generous. Right, moving on. Category three. Apart from AC Milan, Inter Milan, and Juventus, can you give me the three clubs who have won Serie A in the last
10 years?
Dave.
Lazio.
Lazio is correct. Can you give me a year?
2001.
Incorrect. Goes on offer.
Oh, 2004.
It was 2000, Dave. Very close.
Oh, Sven-Göran Eriksson. Round that up, maybe. Yeah. It was around that.
I've got two others, apart from Milan, Inter, and Juventus, in the last 30 seasons.
Dave, Atalanta.
Incorrect.
Oh, I thought they won it.
Dupe. Sampdoria?
It's not Sampdoria. They were actually 1991.
Okay. Oh, you're saying I was close, which is just not right.
Yes.
Dupe. Roma?
Roma is correct.
Yeah.
Do you have a year?
Dave, just what did he say was Lazio?
2001, he said.
No, 2000 for Lazio.
I'll go 99.
Incorrect, Dave.
That's going to be close around there.
2008.
It's 2001. Just after Lazio, actually.
Did you not see him putting his finger on? I just tried to tell
you. I was like, giving you the ones.
Dupe.
And there's one more. Dupe.
Victor Osimhen, Napoli in
2023
last year.
Yes, most recently Napoli, of course, winning their first one in 2023. Right, next category. We're getting there, lads. Apart from PSG and Lyon, can you give me six teams who have won Ligue 1 in the last...
Dave. Montpellier.
Montpellier is correct.
In 2012.
Oh, that's 2 points for Dave. He loves guessing the years.
Giroud.
Get in, son. Dupe.
Lille.
Correct.
2020.
Goes on offer.
2021.
Correct. Bosh.
Is it? Who are we guessing outside of PSG? Sorry.
And Lyon.
Dupe.
Oh, okay. Sorry, dude.
Dupe.
Monaco. On mute. Monaco. Is it right? Tension's building.
Monaco. Correct.
20. Oh. I want to say 20. I'm sure I was talking to Joe about this not that long ago. I want to say 2016.
Goes on offer.
Oh, fuck.
It's around then. Because we saw Matinho when he was there when they were. And Bernardo maybe was there. 2017.
Correct. Gets you the point, Dave. Nice one. Wow.
Sorry, Dave.
That was my offer.
Boys, you've had Lille, Monaco, and Montpellier. Three more.
Dupe. Marseille.
Correct. What year?
So Montpellier was 12. So I'm going to go, I think they won it before, 11.
Goes on offer.
Oh, I was going to go way back, like 2002 or something.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
It is 2010.
Oh.
It's close, Dupe.
So who did it before Montpellier then?
I'd assume PSG would have had it then.
Might have been Lyon. I don't have it open in front of me.
I was going to say, because PSG first won it in 13.
Oh, that was their first
one. That was when they first got took over, yeah. Well, they took over a bit before then, but I'm sure it was.
In between, who did we say?
Montpellier and Marseille.
Montpellier and Marseille was... Oh, it was Lille again. Sorry.
Okay. Hey, oh, okay. Do you would have took both answers, would you?
Yeah, not to worry. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, seeing as you didn't know 2011.
Two more other clubs.
Dupe. Lons?
Incorrect.
Dave. Saint-Étienne?
Incorrect.
Oh, Dupe?
Dupe.
Auxerre?
Incorrect.
Dupe. Nice?
Incorrect.
Dupe. Nephew.
It's one of your your favorites.
Dupe. Nonce.
Correct.
Oh my days.
It'll be pre-14 if it's nonce.
Oh no.
I go 14.
Oh jeez.
Yeah, I just go 14 for the joke. I don't know when it is, like where the fuck it is.
Do you want to guess, Dave?
Alright, 98. I ain't got a clue.
0-1.
Yeah.
Okay. And you've got one more team left, boys.
Dupe. I'm actually struggling. Toulouse.
It's one of your favourites. I think it's one of your favourites, Dave. Dave. Bordeaux.
Correct.
Why are they my favourites?
Ain't they OGC? Is that them?
Or no, that's Brest Nice. And Nice.
Oh, Nice, sorry. This got to be an early one. 99.
Incorrect.
2009. I don't know.
Oh, stupid. <No. laughs> I believe it was near Shamak was playing for them when he got signed to Arsenal after. Yeah, yeah.
How far back are we going? 30 years, huh?
Yeah, which isn't that much considering it's 24 now, you know?
I'm right, 30. We're be nice.
We're into a much smaller list now to finish out.
Okay,
category 5. Apart from Barcelona, Real Madrid, and Atletico Madrid, two clubs have won La Liga.
Dave.
Come on, because I know one, Dave.
Count down. You there, Dave.
Espanyol.
Sorry, I lost.
Sorry.
Incorrect.
Dupe. Valencia.
Valencia is correct.
Oh, who's the team?
They've actually won it twice, Dupe, so I'll accept one or both or either.
Okay, I'm going to go for 2002.
Gets you a point. Do you want to try the other one?
Oh. 2000 and... I didn't win it back to back. 2005?
Goes on offer.
Oh, shit.
3 point, Dave?
Must have been 6.
Oh, 7.
2004. And finally, one more La Liga team to win. Dupe.
Deportivo La Coruña.
Ah, oh, I knew it was someone.
He's
like
correct.
Did my save on it.
Well, I knew it was someone like Espanyol.
I thought you knew Valencia, which is why I did Valencia as quick as I could.
No. I knew it was someone that I didn't know.
Yeah, it was. Hang on. It was 20. Oh, fuck. So it was 99-2000 season.
It's 2 points for Dupe. Great shout. 2000 Deportivo La Coruña.
It helps when you do saves on these teams. It does look like the Wolfsburg one, that one. There's about Napoli. There's so many of my old teams in there that just gets you there.
This is where your football manager knowledge comes into play because penultimate, apart from Ajax, PSV and Feyenoord, two teams have won the Eredivisie in that period of time.
I know what.
Call it the last 20 years if you like. Dupe.
FC Twente. Steve McLaren.
FC 20 is correct. Can you remember the year?
Did he win it with them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think he did, yeah. 08, 09?
Goes on offer?
2010?
Correct. Point each, lads. And one more team who has won the Eredivisie, aside from Ajax, PSV, Feyenoord, and 20.
Dave. Ado Den Haag.
Incorrect.
Doop.
Doop.
Groningen.
Incorrect.
Oh, that's a shout, that was.
Doop. This is a team that a man formerly of this parish Doop. Used to enjoy. Doop.
Oh, I was going to say Eintracht, but then I'm going to say AZ. It's okay.
Yeah, AZ is correct.
Eintracht, they're from Germany anyway.
Germany.
not Eintracht. What are they called?
Utrecht. Utrecht.
Utrecht, yeah, sorry. Yeah. That was who Ten Hag used to manage. So who do we say? AZ? 2004? I don't know.
Incorrect.
I literally said it because you said
2011.
09.
Oh.
And finally, to close the quiz out,
that was it.
Aside Portugal? From Benfica, yeah. Porto, and Sporting, only one team, one other team, has won the Portuguese Primeira Liga. Doop.
I'm putting it out there because you'd shoot me if I didn't. But Milicão.
No.
Incorrect.
No, I don't
Dave.
Know.
Dave.
Braga.
Incorrect.
Milicão are quite a new team. They've only just been.
I know, but I had to say it just in case.
Just for Joe.
Oh, not fuck. My Portuguese football knowledge is pretty shit. I've watched quite a bit with Joe.
So this has happened since the turn of the century. Only one other team apart from Benfica Sporting. That's why it's in here, lads, is to make you think.
Are they still in the top division now, would you say?
I can't even think of teams.
I believe they are.
So Porto Sporting, Benfica, Braga. I can't even think of anyone else.
So they are in the top division?
Dave. Vitória.
Incorrect. Other side of the alphabet.
What the fuck? Joe recommended a theme for me.
Dave.
A story.
Dave.
Not like Amador, is it?
Incorrect.
It's not a story. No, they're quite new as well.
Amador, that is here.
Oh, did you say other side? Oh, no, you've done Braga, haven't you?
Yeah. Close.
Oh, fucking hell.
Dave.
Oh, Morte stuck in my head. It's
Belenenses.
Incorrect. Doop is on the right track here.
Oh,
not
what's that?
The player, but the...
Boa. They're Boa.
Oh, Dave. Boa Vista.
Oh, there you go.
Boa Vista.
I had Boa Morte in my fucking head.
Sorry, dude.
Dave, do you want a chance a year?
We looked at them, just managed them as well, man.
You said turn of the century, so 2001.
Correct.
No way.
Yeah. Bosh.
Fair play. Get the Fair script play. Up.
Well done, lads. I can tell you, the winner of tonight's quiz.
You've gone mute. That is, the tension is insane. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that brings episode 348.
No, I want to know who won.
we'll find out next week.
No, he's it.
The winner of tonight's quiz is Doop.
It must have been close because Dave got it so many close. Years. Oh.
You got more twos than Dave, basically, because you got more combos.
Oh, okay. Right. So that brings episode 348 to a close. You can find the links to each of us in the podcast description or by visiting 5starpotential.com, where you can find all of our latest Football Manager content. Also, go over to Matt's Discord and donate some money so he can buy a microphone that doesn't cut out every 4 seconds. 5-Star Potential is available on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, and most of our popular podcast apps and platforms, with a brand new podcast released every single week. Thank you all for listening. There'll be more from us next week. Say goodbye, gentlemen. If you can.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, gentlemen.